The Washington House on Tuesday unanimously approved a wildfire prevention and forest health bill and sent it to the Senate. Among other things, the bill would create a fund that would receive $125 million each biennium. That would pay for programs that help to make communities and forested areas less susceptible to wildfires, says Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz. She says the state sometimes spends more than $150 million each year to suppress wildfires.
Across the state, legislators east and west, Republican and Democrat, believe this is exactly what we should be investing in, and that we have got to do something to change the trajectory. And we can't continue to have the years we had in 2020, 2018, 2017, 2016. List goes on.
The bill is sponsored by Kirkland Democrat Larry Springer and Okanagan County Republican Joel Kretz. It's similar to one the legislature considered last year but dropped because it didn't like how Franz proposed to fund it. She wanted a small tax on liability insurance premiums. This year, she says she's more open to new funding ideas or to a direct appropriation from the state general fund. The bill comes the year after devastating fires burned hundreds of thousands of acres in eastern and central Washington during Labor Day weekend. In northern Whitman County, dry conditions and fierce winds pushed flames through the towns of Malden and Pine City, destroying 80% of the houses in Malden. Franz says the dedicated fund will pay for projects that help rural towns that are vulnerable to wildfires, such as Malden. They include treating forests to lessen the density and creating fire breaks to direct flames away from populated areas. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.